Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. Chicago's Black Business Network currently has more than 500 members, and we're growing stronger every day. Come and join us. You get your own web page. You may upload photos and videos. We have a forum and a blog, plus you can post your upcoming events, and you never know who you may meet. Of those 500 members, probably 85% are Chicago-based people. If you are in business and you want to come out and meet 400 people in one day, this is where you should be. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience, and the world. Our website and this show is dedicated to the first Black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. It is my way of giving respect to his memory, and hopefully by November we can put together a special show honoring his memory and his service to our community. This evening's show is a music special featuring the musicians, singers, and entertainers of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. We invited them to join us, and we're going to showcase their music for those who are joining us this evening and have them share their visions. We want you to know that jobs, training, and services for youth has become a major part of our mission on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Our next youth broadcast will be Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check this site and our website, chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, for details. We've got a lot going on, people. Come on over and join us. This is CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sonia Perdue. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. You may also sign into Blog Talk Radio to leave us a personal message. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. You can also listen to our show from the website without calling in. To request that we open your mic if you'd like to speak to us or to a guest, or you have a comment, if you are a musician or a singer calling in this evening and you want us to bring you on the air, press the number 1. Simply press the number 1. We will say the last four digits of your telephone number, and then I will say, caller, you are on the air. You'll hear me coming through your telephone. Caller, you are on the air, and you will know that your mic is live from that point on. We welcome you, the Blog Talk Radio listening audience and CBBM members, to call in with your questions and your comments. This, again, once again, is a special show this evening. We want to feature members who are musicians, singers, and entertainers from the Chicago Black Business Network.com network. In addition, and as an extra added goodie, we're going to feature some music from the Dennis Brown 50th Anniversary CD. We've been playing announcements and music from the CD over the past few weeks, and we were hoping to get some of the artists in, but a lot of things went on, a lot of changes were going on, but we wanted to put you in the reggae mood, okay? Just set the pace just a little bit differently. Just a little bit about Mr. Brown. Dennis Emmanuel Brown is no longer with us in the physical form. He passed beyond this point on July 1st, 1999, at the age of 42. But as it is true of all people of genius, they have usually achieved a high level of accomplishments before they leave us, and they leave us with some really big shoes to step into. And that is what Dennis Emmanuel Brown did for the reggae community, for the reggae sound. Anyone can read a bio, but that's not what we're going to do tonight. What we want to know is what you know about Dennis Brown. And you probably all listening out there know much, much more about him than I do. I like reggae. I listen to it, but I pretty much know the same songs. You know, I'm into it a little bit more now. And I'm going to tell you a little bit later how this is going to work and how it's going to play out. So all of you musicians and entertainers on Chicago's Black Business Network.com and on Facebook, we have a Facebook group now. Put on your thinking caps. Remember when you were tiny and they used to say that, put on your thinking caps. And tell us what you know about Dennis Brown. Now, those of you who are calling in, you're entertainers, you shouldn't be frightened. I mean, if you're not familiar with Mr. Brown, we're going to tell you what we know about him. We're going to share a little information. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a few announcements, then we'll come back and tell you about a few upcoming events with CBBN, and then we will go to the telephone lines. For all of our musicians who are calling in this evening, this is a very, very laid-back session. We can talk as a group. It's going to be real smooth and easy going. It's just like having a conversation or a conference call. That's all that it is. But at the same time, you want to remember that this is a promotion and marketing tool for you. So tell our audience, tell the people who are calling in what it is that you are all about. The questions will be simple. What's your name? How long you've been in? Have been doing this? What songs material do you have out now? What events do you have coming up? How do you market yourself, your products, your materials? Who are your partners in this business? Who are you signed under, or are you managing yourself? Who are your musical entertainment heroes? And I'd also like to know who you have connected with on Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Are you networking in the system? We might ask you if you're married, got children, how many girlfriends you got, what your future plans are, and all your personal business. But you know what? I'm just kidding on that. I thought I'd try and tell a joke. Not a comedian, but this is not a mini Esquire magazine interview. But one day, you never know, if you blow up like that, you could be on the front of Esquire. And then we're going to ask you what you know about Dennis Brown. If nothing, we'll just share a few tidbits with our listening audience. So what we're really going to do this evening is really be laid back, listen to a lot of music. For those who call in, we're going to give them an opportunity to market themselves. And this is Sonia Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a little music. And I want to thank you for joining us.
Godfather, we love
Zion.
Yes, we
Whoa.
Miss you. You've gone too soon. You've gone too soon. Godfather, you've gone too soon. You've gone too soon. You shoot a day out to help us fight the right revolution. Wolves and lovers are coming again.
find someone. Nova stands alone in a Armageddon. Should I have faith in the promised land?
Up in Mount Zion, gone too soon.
You're gone too soon.
Godfather, you go too soon.
You go too soon.
If this world were mine, I would have played your Sandra on the sign. I would have played down the westbound train.
I would have played till the sun stopped shining.
If this world were mine,
I would have played all your rhythms and rhymes.
I make the girls them bubble and wine. Cause your style is one of a kind.
Back in the days when you throw my son splash, I'll never forget, cause it's always a smash. You burned on the wood, you're pissed unto ash.
We have a shout, my gosh. Gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Godfather, you gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Your voice unbelievable, yeah. Your style so incredible, yeah.
Taught us so much, both the young and old. And most of all, you let the good times roll.
Just can't believe that you were gone. You gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Godfather, you gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Got to find someone.
No man stands alone in a Armageddon. Should I have faith in the promised land?
Down in Mount Zion, gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Godfather, you gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Godfather, you gone too soon.
You gone too soon.
Godfather, you gone too soon.
We're back, and I'm your host, Sonia Perdue, for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That was Richie Stevens from the 50th anniversary Dennis Brown CD with Gone Too Soon. I really, really like that song. There are 20 artists on that tribute CD singing homage to Dennis Brown, and it's really a great CD. And we have an announcement coming up a little bit later that will tell you where to get the CD. This is a special show this evening. We are featuring musicians, singers, and entertainers from Chicago's Black Business Network that call in and some that don't. Just a few announcements before we go to our phone lines. First of all, if you are part of a nonprofit or have connections with organizations involved in jobs and training programs for youth ages 16 to 25, please have them contact me, your host, Sonia Perdue. We would love to have them on the show. My telephone number is 312-239-8835. My telephone number is 312-239-8835. You may also contact me by email on both websites, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio and Chicago's Black Business Network. Now, we're located in Chicago. 80-85% of our members are Chicagoans, but we want to provide information on services for youth nationwide, anywhere. We never know where this worldwide, who knows? We never know where this information will filter down to someone who really, really is in need of it. We've been featuring teenliving.org, which if you look on our website, there's a link to teenliving.org. That's teenliving.org. And they serve homeless adolescents in the Chicago area. and provide them with a place to stay and referrals to other services. So wherever there are children, we want to get this information out to them. And we want to start doing that as much as possible. It is really, really a big part of our mission statement. Our next show on jobs, training, and programs for youth will be Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. Please join us for that show. And Tuesday, September 29th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Turi Muhammad, founder of Bean Soup Times and the author of You Can Succeed in Tough Times, will be our co-host for that member's show. When I say it's a member's show, that means Bean Soup Time members are free to call in and promote their products. Chicago's Black Business Network members are free to call in and promote their products and connect. You never, 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 never know who you may meet. He's going to talk about networking a little bit. And as I've said this before, we'll say it again. It's not the quantity of the number of people that you know. It's not important that you have 10,000 friends. It's important that you have a circle of people to make up your micro enterprise who serve your purpose and you serve their purpose, because 10,000 people may not even serve your purpose. You may just need a few people or the right one person to take you to the next level of your business. That's September 29th at 7 p.m. That's next Tuesday. We will discuss Mr. Hammond's book and cross-network with the members of Bean Soup Time. People, this is another free marketing and advertising opportunity for you. So BBN members, call in and tell the blog talk radio audience about your products and services. Contact us on the site by private email for more information. You know, Mr. Hammond and I were talking yesterday, and we were saying we got the socializing part down. When we out at clubs and everywhere networking, we got the socializing part down, but we don't have the networking part down. We don't have the connecting part down. We got to get that straight. There are specific ways to do that, and he's going to talk about that a little bit. Our co-host, Valente Graham, will be joining us later this evening with the first of an ongoing segment, which features a member of our network. Val may contact you soon and ask you to be a guest on our segment. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to a couple of announcements, and then we're going to check and see if anyone's on the phone line, and we'll be right back with you. Thank you for joining us.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clides, we are your
dream.
A friendship, someone you could bring your life. than God, 'cause he's for real. He's so for real. Others may not understand the anointing from the master's plan. They'll treat you so cold. God is warm and very sincere. He holds you tight, wipe away your tears. Yes, he will do that. He's a friend, a real good friend.
A friend with a love that never ends. A friend with a bond so strong to last a lifetime long.
We're back, and this is your host, Sonia Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines and take the calls in order in about 60 seconds. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Press 1 if you'd like to be recognized and brought on the air. That was our new sponsor, Andy Clydes, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Visit their website at andyclydes.net for all of your event planning and travel needs. And we are pleased, pleased, pleased to feature a song from Chicago's Black Business Network.com member, Sylvia Frederick. I'm not sure if Sylvia will be joining us this evening. She sent me an email saying that she was in rehearsals tonight, but she has been such a great supporter of our efforts. We wanted to be sure that we got one of her songs on the air. That was Sylvia Frederick singing A Friend from her CD, Sisters Under God's Construction. And you can contact Ms. Frederick on our website. You may have heard her song Pressure on our main page. It's a great song. It really is. 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. We're going to call out the last four digits of your telephone number. We're going to put you on the air. Let's go to caller with the last four digits of 3265. 3265, you're on the air. Who's on the line?
This is Clyde Anderson of Andy Clydes.
Clyde Anderson, how are you this evening?
I'm all right. I'm not near a computer, so I couldn't log in, so I'll just call in and let you know that I'm listening to the show.
Well, we're glad that you're listening. Did you want to sing tonight?
Do I want to sing?
Don't you have that CD out yet? I thought you were working on that CD.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Like, what year do you think it's going to be released, Andy Clyde? Like 2025, you think so?
Somewhere around there.
You think so? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Tell us a little bit about your service. We have you here. We have a couple of people on the line, and we're going to go to them. But Andy Clyde is a member of Chicago's Black Business Network. We do have people all over the world, and I do appreciate your support, Mr. Anderson. Now, tell us a little bit about your business, your event planning, and your travel services.
right. Yeah. I'm a custom event planner. My business is Andy Clyde's Incorporated. We're a team of people that try to put together vacation packages for people, and we're kind of different. We don't go with the industry type vacation packages. What we do is we go into the area and we find some of the better accommodations that might be a little less expensive than, say, your Hiltons and your Ramadas and places like that. And we also try to give you a little bit more for your money than what you would get from the Hiltons and stuff like that. Right now that I'm in Atlanta, I'm finding myself doing a lot of promotions and stuff, which is one of the reasons why I've been trying to get in touch with you. I have a young man down here that he wants to come on your show real bad. He's doing a real estate seminar with the library here in Atlanta. He's got a six-month deal with him, and what he'd like to do is he'd like to get on your show so he can explain to the people of Chicago how to buy houses and stuff and save some money during this recession. So
I'd be happy to speak to him. My background is in real estate, and I've been a mortgage broker, real estate agent, and all around the block. So I'd be happy to speak to the young man. You have my permission to give him my phone number, and he can call me, and that'll be fine. And he and I will set something up, and we'll see how we can assist him. I'd be happy to do it. That's what I do. I try to do it.
Right. And he also works in conjunction with, and you might think I'm joking, but you know they have a guy on every Saturday morning named Clyde Anderson on CNN. That gives like mortgage reports and stuff like that. So he's working in conjunction with him. So I told him that I was going to try my best to get in touch with you, so that I don't know how you pick your guests and stuff. And you have some good guests. You know, I don't know how you pick your guests or anything, but I really want to put this guy's hat out. I mean, put his name in your hat.
That's perfectly fine, and I always appreciate that. And you can always send me an email when you have guest ideas, and that'll be fine. And we'll set up a time for you too, so we can really talk about, you know, some of your packages and what it is that you do a little bit more down there in Georgia. Now, Andy Clyde, didn't you move from Florida? Didn't you used to live in Florida?
Yeah, I lived in Jacksonville, Florida. As a matter of fact, I got a package going right now to the Seafood Festival. If you go to my website, you'll see it's an old Jamaican guy sitting there, and if you click on him, he'll tell you about the Seafood Festival, and it's really a good thing. Now, I'm planning way ahead of time, but like I say, I'm a custom event planner, so if some of your people would get in touch with me, what I'll do is I'll get them some good accommodations. I'll help them get some inexpensive travel. And also, I have a lady there named Miss Dana Lewis. If you're on Facebook, I know you've seen her 100 times. She's the event planner for Ariel's, which is a dinner club started by, and I know you're too young to remember, Artis Gilmore. NBA basketball player. So
I remember the name. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, okay. He has a dinner club right there in Jacksonville, and what we're trying to do is get together so that the people not only will get to taste some of the best seafood in Florida, but they'll also get to go to one of the nicer clubs in Jacksonville. But now, I am a custom event. So if you find some place you want to go, and my range reaches like to Jamaica, Barbados, San Juan, you know, just get in touch with me, and I'll be able to help you get those prices that you're looking for.
Well, Andy Clyde, I do thank you so much. And you started off kind of shy there, but once you asked you about that travel, you got to going, didn't you? You love that. You can hear that. You got kind of shy there in the beginning, but you got to go in there. Tell the people what your website is again.
My website is www.andyclads, A N dyclydes.net. You know,
go ahead.
Just come there. You'll find all my contact information. I have a couple of vacation packages on my site, but by me being a custom event planner, and like I say, we have a team here. We have travel agents and everything. By me being a custom event planner, what we will do is we'll get with you and we'll work within your budget and get you the best possible trip that we can.
And I appreciate that. Andy Clyde, I'm going to give you a call next week, and I do appreciate all your support. And if you go to Andy Clyde's website, you will see Chicago's Black Business Network.com on there. He's been very gracious in helping us promote our website worldwide. I appreciate that very much. And you're free to call in anytime.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. This is Sonya Perdue with caller 4297, the last four digits, 4297.
Sonya.
You are on the air. Who am I talking to?
This is Sylvia Frederick. I want to tell everybody, please support the Chicago Black Business Network. You cannot go anywhere else better than that. How are you this evening, Sonya? I snuck out of rehearsal and to call and say thank you for supporting me. God bless you. I wanted to say good evening to everyone.
Well, I thank you so much. Did you come in time to hear your song playing?
As a matter of fact, I've been on hold. When I first tuned in, you were playing Friend, and I thank you for that. I love that song. I guess because I wrote it, huh?
Well, what better thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you, but I really appreciate your support.
Oh, girl, you're hardworking. You know, Sylvia, when people come out to my events, you know, we try so hard, you know. Networking is not an easy job. It's not easy. Sometimes you just want to do it for yourself. But you try to reach out and, you know, help people. And I'm always encouraged when people call in, just like you did when Andy Clyde calls in. You know, I just get so thankful. I tell people all the time, if you listen to my other shows, if one person call in, I'd just be gone all about my business. I'd just be so happy.
Yeah.
And
that's just all
about my business. And then people do connect. They do, Sylvia.
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't even know it that they're connecting, but they'll say, I've been doing but I don't know what's going on because nobody's telling me what's going on. They think they'll charge them for it, you know. But anyway, I don't know. But anyway, it's great. Can we ask you what you're rehearsing for?
Yes, I am going to be starring in a Christian film due to premiere the fall of this year, 2009, called You Better Watch Your Tongue. And I'm actually at rehearsal now. I snuck out, and they've been summoning me to come back in because it was, you know, time for me to go back in. But I hope everybody will tune in. I'll make sure that I put the information on our network, our Chicago Black Business, Chicago Business Network, so everybody will know when the film will be premiered. It'll be premiered here in Chicago. It's going to be filmed here in Chicago. All the actors are from Chicago, including myself. And it's a great story. It's a biblical story with an urban tale that everybody will be able to relate to. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. And you'll be able to relate to everyone that's in the film.
Sylvia, since you're here, give us 60 more seconds and tell us about Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia is a hard-working sister from the south side of Chicago, born and raised. I'm a part of the Alim Bloom Technical High School alumni. I decided
to
step on a – yes, right. Eagles in the house. Whoop, whoop.
That's right.
Yes, right. And God put it upon my heart to step out on faith and produce and co-produce and release my own CD. I've been in the industry over the past 20 years, but I took like a 15-year hiatus and decided to come back and leave the secular realm and went into the Christian gospel realm. And the song is the CD is really about me and people that can relate, a sister under God's construction, trying to learn her walk with Christ and trying to inspire others. And
Sylvia, I wanna thank you so much. I love your music. It's just it's good music. I mean, it is really.
You.
I'm not just saying that because of I wouldn't just say that because I want to ask you for it. But it's good music. It is. I like that pressure. I think I mentioned that. I like that pressure.
Pressure gets a lot of radio play. If you guys tune in to 1570 and 88.1, they really do. It really, I don't know, I guess it's the beat and the words. People are relating to trying to walk that Christian walk. And we are dealing with temptation every day. And temptation is pressure when you're around so much negative stuff. And we're just in some wicked times right now, trying to stay positive and trying to stay, you know, faithful. And trying to do the right thing. And that song inspired me when I was in the mortgage industry. You know, I'm a loan officer with 13 years background, so people used to always try to get me to do things that were not of Christ, that were not good for other people, and I just continued to try to do the right thing. So we're tempted by all things, money, drugs, sex, stealing, and we just have to try to trust God, and when we're lacking, he's going to fulfill those parts that we think we're lacking in. He's got something much better for us anyway, so, you know, I just pray that my music can inspire those that are going through the same things I'm going through, and they can deal with an everyday voice telling them that.
And Sylvia, I think that you are doing that. I think you are giving inspiration. And I so appreciate you taking these few minutes, and go back and tell everybody hello and to come join us.
Oh,
and
sure.
We're gonna do a show with you real soon.
Okay, God bless you, Sonya. Thank you, and everybody have a good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much, dear heart. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, this is Sonya Perdue, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This evening, we're talking a little bit about Dennis Brown, Reggae Prince, and we're going to play some of his music coming up. And we're also talking to our musicians, entertainers, and singers who have a few minutes to come in and join us. And that was wonderful for Sylvia to join us. Sylvia came out to our event, and she connected with some people. And one of the young ladies that was there for the event, Linda Nixon, she'll kill me if I say her name wrong. Linda, she filmed, she did an interview with each of our guests, and she filmed them, and she's going to put it on one of her TV shows. That was for our August 21st event. And then the next week, Sylvia was at the Mass, Farrakhan's Mass, and performed, and Linda came over there. So people are out moving around supporting people. And like I told Sylvia, I may not always know what's going on, but I love feedback. I wish people would tell me a little bit more. You know, I need to, you know, feel confident that what I'm putting out there is working, or if it's not working. Also, we're going to continue. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We have another call on the line. And after this call, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back again. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to talk to us, you have a question, comments, whatever the case may be, press 1. We'll bring you on the air. Caller 9840, the last digit's 9840.
How you doing, Sonya? This is Boise.
Boise, how are you doing?
Okay,
I'm doing
pretty good.
I'm doing great.
Great.
I tried to upload your song today, Gray Seal in the Rain. That is just absolutely phenomenal. But I was having difficulty with it. I'm going to try and do it again. Sometimes between Blog Talk and that site, there's difficulty.
Okay,
no problem. That is absolutely phenomenal. I'll be playing that tonight while I fall asleep. But tell us about Boise.
Okay, I'm currently a CEO of Talent Aid Promotions Entertainment. We are a referral and booking resource for high-quality musicians in which we are engaged in booking our members for private parties, wedding receptions, black tie events, fundraisers, benefits, award dinners, anything that basically, especially holiday events, anything that basically requires live entertainment. I also booked myself out. In fact, basically, I just did a sort of like at home resting from yesterday. I was down at the Chicago Hilton yesterday on Michigan Avenue with the Association for American Society for Landscape Architects. They had a real big presidential award dinner down there yesterday. It was featured by a Washington, D.C.-based event planning service. I'm pretty sure you might have heard of it because they do all kinds of worldwide events, O'Keefe Communications and Events. And this was a half day into we finished up around about, I'd say, around about 10 o'clock last night. And so basically that's my latest.
Okay.
As far as my website is www.boisequeen, spelled BoiseQueen.unim, that's UNIM, webcenter.com. It's a long one, in any case, when you get into that site, keep your speakers on, because each page is audio engages the music upon opening. It's a free music site.
I've been to that site, and it is a very, very nice site. Let me go back and ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Now, if a singer, entertainer, anybody came to your site, they would sign in. Is there a sign-in for your site, or...
Basically, yeah, what we do is we do have what's called a form page available where you fill out the form online, okay, what you do is you send that form in. Now, I have to tell you, basically, before you send that form in, and read everything that's there before you click and send that form in. And make sure that you call 15 minutes after you send that form in. That number is 312-458-9033. And leave your a verifiable phone number along with your full name and an email address. The reason we have it like that is because the fact is that since we started those online forms, there's been a lot of hackers that go on there, and they fill out a lot of trash garbage on those forms, okay? I've heard other musicians complain about the same thing. But what this does is that by calling in 15 minutes after you click that form in, verifies that you are serious and that it confirms the information that you sent through on those forms, okay? But you must call, because basically if you don't call, those forms are self-deleting. We have a company that automatically deletes the information. It goes right into spam mail, and then self-deletes if you don't call in. So make sure, if you don't hear from us within 24 hours, then that means basically in a sense you didn't call. And so basically in a sense is that what you want to do is use the information, the contact information, to get a hold of us personally, or else basically go back and fill out the form again and call this time. Make sure that you call.
Okay.
We do have a 1-800 number to my 28 East Jackson Boulevard location. And basically that number is 1-800-613-3820. That number again is 1-800-613-3820. Okay, and you can click. You'll go through the prompts of extensions. You can either hit extension 1, 2, or 3. Either myself or our director of of Musician Services, Gary Erlinger, will be able to pick that up. Okay.
Now let me ask you, Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a person goes to your website and fills out that form, are you acting as an agent or are you acting as a referral source?
We're just a referral source. No, we're not.
Source.
Well, actually, we're an agent, but we are a booking agent as well. We're both. Okay. But when they fill that form out, they're under no obligation. Okay. They come in other words, this is an application to join the musicians registry. That's what.
Okay.
That's the button they. The form that they're filling out is an application to join the musicians registry. There is a fee, okay, to join, and we are only accepting jazz, contemporary gospel, blues, R&B, and classical. Okay, and
that was my next question. Yeah.
Yeah.
What type of music are you?
Yeah,
are
those
you
are the music genres that we are accepting. We do some Latin jazz, and we also do some world music. Unfortunately, we do not do hip hop or rap. Okay. And the reason primarily being is that many of the genres that I just mentioned, especially jazz and classics, basically in a sense, especially jazz and R&B, okay, are suffering right now for live entertainment. Okay, those genres are suffering, okay, because mainly a lot of our young people have gone on to more lucrative pursuits in hip-hop and rap, okay? And we are trying to get people of color to get into those genres, especially jazz. Jazz has suffered tremendously. Black jazz right now is suffering tremendously because the fact is that you have a lot of our young black talent vying for more lucrative market pursuits such as hip hop and rap and so forth, you know, and have not given that much focus to some of the old traditional standards, you know. And so those are the areas that we are concentrating on, okay? What we are looking for in a musician, you have to come in here ready. You have to have a press kit ready. You have to have a CD, an MP, a first-rate quality MP3 CD, okay? We do have extended services available, so that basically, if you want to upgrade what you have, we do have markets available. We do have contacts available, such as photographers. I'm working with a studio right now where, if you need a CD or what have you, we can arrange for you to go into the studio and get an upgrade or a CD and what have you. But you have to have something viable for us to judge when coming into our registry, that we can judge basically the quality that might meet our standards. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Poison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm assuming blues would be in that genre too.
Exactly, exactly.
Now,
blues would be in that.
In there.
Right, mm-hmm. Blues, R&B. Okay, we're talking about the pure blues. Blues, R&B. A lot of the music that has suffered in the wake of our young black talent vying for more lucrative arts such as hip hop and rap. You know, basically, we're trying to get back because, hey, what I see happening out here, we practically invented jazz. In fact, you know, blues, we're the father of blues. Black people are the father of blues. Rhythm and blues.
If you go to the Blues Fest in Chicago, which I didn't go this year, and I may never go again, if you go to the Blues Fest in Chicago, who do you see?
I see mostly
you don't
white.
You don't see us. You do not see
right,
us.
Right, right. I see mostly white. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. What they're doing is, since we have walked away from our tradition, whites have taken and said, well, okay, we're going to pick it up. You walked away from it, we're going to pick it up, and we're going to make it lucrative for us. And that's exactly what they're doing. Out here in Oak Park, they just had 3 days of country, western, and blues. I didn't see not one hardly not one black face out there, especially not one black face on stage.
Absolutely.
Now, that's, to me, that's an atrocity. That's an atrocity, okay? To me, that's an atrocity, okay? Because the fact is this. All the people who have come before us, I'm talking about black people, all the black people who have come before us in the music and entertainment genre, all of the prejudice, all of the lowdown and shysterism and segregation and so forth, and now you have a younger generation that has the greatest opportunity. We have a black president, at least, have the greatest opportunity to be able to take up the baton, take up the torch, and carry it to its destination. And what do? We pick other lucrative pursuits. We abandon our heritage, okay? And I don't care if people don't like what I'm saying and so forth. I'm speaking from the heart. I'm one of the last few that's left alive to be able to speak in behalf of the people that went in, that suffered and died. Even many of them have left the country and went overseas and never came back because of racial prejudice in the entertainment arts.
Absolutely.
They've abandoned their citizens, right, and you know who they are.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Boise. Two things. Well, I'm going to say, make one statement again about what we were just talking about the Blues Fest. They were having a symposium of some sort there, and I'm not familiar enough with the gentlemen who control the blues in Chicago and the United States, but they were sitting up on this podium, and one black man and the rest three or four were white men, and they were discussing what we're discussing, basically, and people were asking questions about why blacks, you know, who's controlling the blues, who's controlling the money, but the audience who was asking the question was white. They were talking. They were discussing the blues industry.
Exactly.
And we weren't even in the discussion.
Exactly. And I'm gonna tell you something else. The market, 95% of the market that I play for, is white. Despite all my ads out there to vie for black clients, 95%. Okay, I play pop and jazz from 40s all the way through up to the 80s, classical music and so forth. You mean to tell me that there is no black person or black clients out there that could use my music, that 95% of the market that supports me, that I have to compete with, basically is going to be white? Now, I know there's some black faces out there that want this type of music. There's got to be.
It's all about the way our minds.
Okay, exactly. And I'm in a very, very tough market. I'm in this market almost by myself. Okay, I'm in a very tough market. Okay, I have to be up from 5 o'clock in the morning in front of the computer, all the way till on days that I don't have to work, all the way until probably wee hours of the night and what have you, trying to put in bids to compete against other white musicians. Half of them don't even, and I'm not making any praise on myself, but basically if you heard half of the musicians that I hear on some of these on some of these websites and so forth, you begin to wonder, basically, in a sense, is that how could anybody be willing to want to pay for that kind of sound?
But it's no different than it always has been.
It's been no different. But they get chosen. They'll be chosen before me.
It's no different.
And I'm gonna tell you this: there is still racial prejudice in the entertainment business. It's searing with it.
In the whole world.
Okay, and nobody is addressing it. They want to label it as something else. They want to label it as preference, in other words, preference over, you know, white over black, whatever. No, that's just plain prejudice.
It's just plain
okay. Prejudice. You know what my producer told me? He told me long time ago, when he first met me back in 2000 at DePaul Center, where they used to have jazz at noon.
Yeah.
And he looked at my bio and my history, and the places where I played and the audience and what have you. And his conclusion was, we had a two-hour-long talk. And he concluded, he said, I'm going to make one statement. You may not, the statement I'm about to make to you, you may know already, but I'm going to make it face-to-face. Playing the way you.
Uh-oh. I lost my caller. He's going to call back. He was in the middle of it. He was going. I'm going to go to a break, and Boise Queen, I know he's going to dial back in. He's one of my favorite callers. And I will go back and ask him if he does book any of his artists. And we're going to go to a couple of messages, and hopefully he'll be right back, and we can continue this great conversation. Thank you for calling in.
In honor of our seventh year in business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, that's www.ladivas.com, that's LEDIVAS, would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, La Divas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ladivas.com.
This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Today is a special show. We're featuring musicians, singers, and entertainers from Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. We're going to go back to our telephone lines. We're talking to Boise Queen. He's a member of Chicago's Black Business Network. Are you there, Boise?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think we got cut off.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. What I was going to say was, I'm going to wrap this up real quick. I think I was talking to you when my producer met me at DePaul University back in 2000.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
He pointed out, he said, playing the way you play, from what I've heard, if you were white, you would never have to work a second job or third job. In fact, your name would probably be in lights. But because you got that black face playing the way you are, you're going to have and playing the type of music you play, you're going to suffer. You must have a lot of love for what you do, because basically you're going to hit a lot of pits on your way up. And he was right. But that was back in 2000, and I've never given up the fight.
That's right.
Okay? I've never given up the fight. In fact, basically what I use that as a means of trying to vie into, let's say, maybe schools, especially urban schools, where they have children who are gifted in music and what have you, and want some sort of serious encouragement for the future. Okay, and I did that one time, I remember, and it was very, very, very informative. They had a grand piano there. I played, and then in between that, it was an open forum. I field questions. I talked about my life as a musician, as a composer, to kids and what have you, and their eyes lit up the lights in the room, okay? And I let them know, the fact is there is a world full of melody out there, a world full of music out there other than just hip-hop and rap. Don't limit yourself. Sure, you can include those things, but look at other genres of music as well, especially genres of music like blues, R&B, even the classics, jazz particularly. Look at those areas and so forth that blacks have contributed heavily. We've made those fields what they are.
Absolutely.
Do not abandon. Do not abandon your heritage. Do not abandon your ancestry. Pick up the torch and look at those and support them. Okay? Those blacks have went through hell to get you where you are right here. Okay? And even if you feel you don't owe them anything, you owe yourself that.
this is what happened. Let me put this out there to you. I'm gonna ask you a question, then I'm gonna ask you another one. Cause a person in the chat room asked me a question. D.A. Williams is a host and one of my favorite hosts on Blog Talk Radio, and he asked, and he does a lot of different musicians. I mean, he has gone from the Moments to everybody. And he has a background, a long history, and his family has a long history in music. So I listen to D.A. Williams, and he asks, does he schedule any of his artists to feature on radio shows? Because I think he wants to schedule some shows. Do you do that?
Do I feature any of my artists?
On radio shows and set them up for promotion like that. And yourself, too?
I have not done that yet. These are individual artists. In fact, one of them you might already know. You know Corky McClurkin, don't you?
Is he on my site?
Pardon?
Is he on my site?
No, he's not on your site yet. I mean, he's a musician. He's a pianist. He's on my site. But
okay.
I can do that as a first time. Yes, I can. I'm available to be able to partake of anything on a first time constructive basis. Yes.
That is marketing and promotion. And D.A. Williams will be a good connect. This is what I'm going to do. I mean, his family goes way, way back in the music. I mean, just across the board out of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in contact with him. I'm going to send the information to you on my site.
Okay.
And the second thing I want to tell you, he had asked me that question. So, D.A., you got your answer. He said yes. Yes, we will connect with you. That's what I'm telling him.
Great.
In the chat with you. That's what we do. That's what I do. I love it when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second thing I want to ask you, this is how I'm seeing it. I'm not in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm always willing to learn. I'm everywhere, so it doesn't matter to me what I do. But what I see is happening, everything that you said, but what I see is happening is they're falling through the cracks. The young people, and this, all the other ways that we say they're falling through the cracks, but this is a very specific way, and it has a lot to do with the music industry. That training, that thinking, the process, the discipline, all those things, it's a skill, it's a trade, it's all those things.
Mm-hmm.
When they teach, when they do rap, I mean, there's some quality rap and there's all of that going on out there. When they do rap, they're not learning musical instruments. They're not learning music. They're not learning any of these things at all, absolutely nothing. They're not learning the counting, the rhythm, the nothing. And it's all taken away from them. Now, that type of training, you tell me because you got the musical background, but this is what I see. I've been in education. I've taught. This is what I see. When you take that out of them, the what goes into learning these instruments, because I've tried to learn piano, and I go about my way, and I come back, I go back. It takes something. It takes something of you to be able to commit to going to the different levels of it. They've lost it. They can't commit. They can't understand the processes. They've lost so much by not being involved in learning this particular process.
Exactly.
They got them learning sports. They got them learning this shake a butt thing, but it's a different thing to go into.
They've been heavily indoctrinated with just one form that is kind of robbing them of the essentials that they would need.
Yep.
In music, it's robbing them that, you know. And once you go through life with that, if you don't pick that up in your youth, it's lost forever.
Yes, it is.
It's lost forever. You know, I'm one of the few breed of old school musicians that's left, that's trying to stay out here enough and is a strong proponent for a return, what I call a return to order, a return to our roots.
Absolutely. Because, boy,
okay.
You tell me this. People did not give their children music lessons for the sake of becoming musicians. They had their children take music lessons to learn about life.
Exactly.
And
it's a discipline. It's a discipline.
Right.
And the thing is this. My parents, they exposed me to every nook and cranny that involving music that there ever was. I went everywhere with them, okay? And if they couldn't take me, they put me with somebody they figured they could trust so that I would be able to be heavily influenced by music or something that would influence a creative mind. They put me in a positive environment. I grew up in the inner city, Chicago, but basically my mind and my heart was other places. It wasn't in the city. It wasn't in that little confined tenement ghetto, as they call it. Okay?
I understand. Mm-hmm.
I grew up there, but my mind was, so, and you know, that was the best thing for me. It saved me. It saved my life. It saved me mentally, it saved me spiritually, it saved me physically, okay, to be able, I'm going to tell you something, there was a quote that I put on that music site that you just started that I got an email for, and that quote is that music that is music that's timeless, okay, is the pathway to dreams. And dreams is a pathway to music that is timeless.
I got you.
Okay?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I look at it from the standpoint, there's a lot of the stuff that's coming out, hip-hop and rap, what have it, there's not enough there, if any, that allows you to dream. If you can't dream, if you can't sit back and close your eyes to a piece of music and dream and imagine, then what kind of creation can you invent that's going to be of any substance whatsoever?
Bring forth. But this is what I'm going to say, boys. It's not that they don't close their eyes and have visions and bring forth things, but look what they're envisioning. Look, that's what they're envisioning. Oh, they're closing their eyes and envisioning a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what they're envisioning. Look at what they're dreaming. That is the psyche. And not all of them, and I never speak in absolutes about young people because there's a lot of them that are different. But it's what they are dreaming about. It's what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's what they're thinking about. They're dreaming, and they're envisioning, and they're envisioning what you hear them singing about. That's what they're dreaming. Okay.
Exactly. Do you know, I'm going to tell you this, and on that, because I know you got other callers, but I have to tell you this real quick. I spent 2 years back in the early, I'd say the late 50s, 2 years with an old elderly white lady in Cicero, Illinois. She was a piano teacher, even though she didn't want to refer to herself. She was used to play as a stand-in pianist for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Under Fritz Reiner. That was years ago. She came to my house one day selling homemade detergents and everything she made in the bathtub using a chemical formulary. It's a book that you can get at any Chicago public library. And this is how they used to make stuff. She made and packaged her own stuff to make a living when she retired. But she also was a piano teacher. She just happened to be in my neighborhood. This was back in the 50s. She knocked on the door. My mother let her in. She sat down on the sofa to go through her sales pitch to sell her creams and so forth. These are cleaning products. And she noticed an old upright piano. She says, "Who plays that piano over there?" And my mother said, "My son does." And she said, "Could you get him in here and have him play something for me? I want to hear. I'm just curious." And I went in there, played a things, no music, nothing, just off the top of my head. And by the time I was through, 5 minutes later, this woman was in tears. Now, this is a white woman.
Wow.
She was rolling red-eyed in tears. She said, she said, "You are the one."
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'd like for you to be one of my students. Now, I found out she only took 3 students per year. Most people she turned down because they sent children or kids, they wanted them to learn the piano for other means other than what she wanted. She wanted somebody that she thought was going to be creative at it. She said, I don't want no student at the piano that's going to go through college, get a degree, and come out to be a teacher. I wanted a composer. I wanted somebody to sit down and be able to create music. If you want somebody to train as a teacher, you can take your child and go anywhere else, and they'll train to be a teacher.
I got you.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But the people I spend my time with, I want to see something in them, a gift in them to make them a performer, a creator, a composer. That's who I want as a student. That's why she turned down most everybody else.
And did she become your teacher?
She did for 2 years.
Okay.
And it was the most enlightening experience I've ever imagined in my life.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Boise, after listening to that Grace Still in the Rain this morning, I'm going to say pretty much you are the one, because that just went all over me. And like I said, like I told you when you first signed on, I'll play that tonight when I fall asleep. Or just be.
But I'm working on another one, even bigger than that, because the last time I did any what they call 20th century music was back in the 80s. In fact, I got some examples on it on my website right now. These are digital conversions. The sound quality isn't quite there for a digital, but as a digital conversion, it's adequate. Okay? But these are 2 other compositions that I did for piano that's on my site right now. But I'm working on another one right now the title of it is called Day After the Dawn. This is a composition that I am dedicating to our president on that November night, winning the presidency here in Chicago. Okay, and it's for piano and orchestra. It's going to be out soon.
All right.
I've had only a very small few people who heard it. Okay, but it's out soon. It's going to be coming out soon. The whole thing here is this. Not all real good music for you to dream by has to have necessarily a particular beat to it. Okay? You can still be able to get into your roots with other forms of music. When I was on my way up in music, I've been called growing up among some of our folks in the ghetto and what have you and so forth, especially if you was in a high school orchestra or the band, like there was a guy down the street, little boy down the street played the violin. Well, you know, basically, they had some words for him, okay? Yeah. Growing up in the ghetto, they hear him practicing the violin. They had some words for him, as they did me. But I didn't let that stop me, okay? And that's what I'm trying to convey when I go into schools and talk to some of these young kids and what have you. Don't let peer pressure stop you from doing what you have to do. A lot of them that's pressuring you are jealous because you got something that they haven't got.
Absolutely.
Don't let it stop you. You have a love for music. You have a talent for music. You stick with it. And forget about what they say about you.
We understand. We understand that as adults, but you know when you're in a child's place, how that feels. We all
exactly,
know
and it's the lowest thing on the earth. It's the lowest thing because the fact is, nothing is more hurtful than to watch our people. We already gone through prejudice as it is. To watch our people basically try to hold us back with words and name calling, because the fact is, you have a talent and what have you, so forth, that they wish they had. Because you got it and they haven't got it, they want to turn you up under a rock.
Absolutely, I understand perfectly. I grew up down in Wentworth Garden. I grew up in Chicago. I was the only little black girl at Lynn Bloom for my project. You know, they couldn't stand the sight
yep,
of me.
Exactly.
But you know what? It doesn't matter.
No.
You know what? It didn't stop me.
No, it didn't stop you. Because half the people, half the guys, and I'm sorry to say, half the guys that was in my neighborhood growing up that mocked me and made fun of me and what have you when they heard me playing the piano, about a quarter of them are already dead. The rest of them are on drugs, walking the street, begging for money, if not already in jail.
And I'm going to say this, Boise. All of us little people in that project, girls, boys, we all were at the same level. Everybody had the same opportunity. People chose to do what they wanted to do. A lot of my little girlfriends out of those projects went to college. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the other 80% who decided they wanted to do something else, that's what they did. But that's
mm-hmm.
what me and my friends did. We went away to school. You all did something else. Be
mm-hmm.
mad at yourself. But you know what? They couldn't stand us. But, no, what it is, it's hate. It's self-hate.
It's self-hate. It, right.
It's your
self-hate. You know, so often I hear, oh, you trying to be white. You trying to be like the white man. I'm not trying to be nobody but myself. And who are you to try to put me in a category?
Yeah.
See, these people, they can't harm you if you do not let them get inside your head.
But we know this, but as a child,
and that's the reason why I'd like to go into schools, because a lot of these kids are facing even more peer pressure than I would have ever faced, basically, with their musical instrument or their music of choice. Me, many times, I had to try to practice in secret. Okay, until I woke up one day, I said, no, I can't learn this way. I'm not going to practice this way. I'm not going to let you make me a prisoner of my own love that I have for what I want. So you call me anything you want to, I'm going to go ahead on and do what I got to do.
Everybody's not the same. We have to talk to them. Some people are not as strong, and I know that because I was just a very strong child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just are not as strong, and they're killing them. They're killing them, Boise.
That's the reason why you see all these child murders that's happening in these neighborhoods, these black communities.
Jealousy and hate.
These are not accidents. They're targeting young, gifted black children.
Jealousy and hate.
They're targeting them.
Jealousy, envy, and hate.
Exactly. They're targeting the minds of young, gifted black children. And
right.
I'm going to tell you something, basically, in a sense, is that it's going to take a community effort to quash that kind of atrocity that's happening in the black community amongst our young kids. It's going to take a community effort. And the police, 9 times out of 10, the police ain't going to have to be involved. It's going to take the community. Do you think this kind of stuff could get away with basically within a white community? Do you think for 1 minute that the kind of atrocities that's happening to young, gifted black minds, if that happened to whites, do you think that they'll take it? No, they'll go crazy.
Absolutely.
They would go crazy, and they have, and justifiably so. That's why marches and stuff like that, that's not going to do any good. You're going to have to organize, and if you have to work outside the law, then you have to do it. It's your kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand perfectly. But when you have adults who have a whole array, and we could go on and on. I'm going to close out the show. But when you have adults that have a whole array of social
mm-hmm.
issues themselves, what can they do? What can they do?
Yeah.
But I'm really grateful to you, Boise, for coming on tonight. I have two people, okay, because we're going to put you in contact with D.A. Williams.
Okay.
And then he's a young man with the Blog Talk Radio show, and maybe you all can do some marketing and think, you know, how to bring your artists in, too. He has a good following, too. And
mm-hmm.
Andy Clytus, as he has a conference that he's setting up, and he'd like to have you have a VIP setting on it. I guess it's music-oriented. And he's
great.
On that site. So I will put you in contact with both of those people for that. So, okay, because they're interested in talking to you. But, Boise, it has been absolutely great. I understand perfectly. We could do this anytime.
Okay.
Because, and we could think about I like to think about things like this. I like to think about how we can talk to these children. It's difficult to talk to the adults at the school. They don't understand. It's like, you know, degrees in education are fine, but a degree in education without a man is just a waste anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's and I've taught and you know, I've seen and it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. I say the old saying, do what you can. It may not be enough, but it's something better than nothing.
Do something. Absolutely. I'm going to close out Boise, and I'm going to try and upload that song again because we've got to hear that song. We've just got to hear that. I put it on the main page. It's the only song on the main page now because it's the only thing I wanted to hear. So it's on the, and I want them to hear because they need to hear this because when they can hear it, you can hear the difference. And I wanted them to hear it.
And that's so an original. That's an original composition.
It's an original composition. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness!
It's an original work. Yeah.
Go over to my site, DA, and listen to that song. Man, oh, man, oh, man. But you blow me away, Boise. I'm so glad to have you as a friend. Thank you so much.
Okay, Sonya, thanks for inviting me on the show.
We'll talk real soon. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This is Sonya Perdue. This is Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go to the telephone. We have another call, 926, you are on the air. This is Sonya Perdue. How are you this evening?
Hello?
Hi, this is Sonya. Who am I speaking to?
How you doing, Sonya? It's Jarrell, Miscellaneous Music.
How you doing? I thought you thought you would never get on, did you? Me and Boise was gone one week. That was some good feedback there. Do you know Boise Queen? Have you connected with them yet?
No, actually I haven't.
Not yet. This is what I want you to do. We have some time, and I do have a song here from one of your artists here. But first, I want you to tell me, Gerald, about Miscellaneous Music.
It's a started off as a production company, and about 2000, when I got back from Seattle, Washington, moved back to Chicago, turned it into a independent record company.
Okay. So tell us what you do. I saw something on there that said you were an indie company. Now, what does that mean?
That means that we don't have major backing. So when I put out a record, when a major label puts out a record, you know, they got millions of dollars for advertisement and promotions. Being an indie company, when we put out a CD, we don't have that amount of money. So we got to work with what we have, you know, through street teams and friends and family and what have you, whatever we got to do to push it. We don't have that advertisement money, you know.
I've got you, but you've had some strong artists come out of Miscellaneous Music. Black Chicago came out of there, didn't they?
Yeah. Black Chicago came out of there. That was a group. They were called Black Chicago. Their CD is still going, and Lillian Lee, she's still a part of Miscellaneous Music, and she's actually signed to a major out in L.A. right now. And we got Lexington Rain, who I just signed out of St. Louis. And we just dropped her CD a couple of weeks ago, and we have the Best Buy exclusive CD, which is coming out pretty soon. So, yeah, we got some nice talent.
Now, how long have you been in this industry, Gerald?
I've been doing it for, I want to say almost 15, 20 years.
Wow. Now, tell me this. And I'm not the musician, but I'm just saying this, because someone may want to know. I've got my little CD I made at home, and I walk into your office and ask you to play it, and I think I'm going to be a star because you got to think that in order to do it. Tell me what you would tell me.
If it's hot?
It's hot. Yeah,
it's hot.
All right,
if it's hot, then what we would do is first, I would have to see where you were as a person, what you were trying to do in the industry. Because if you just wanted to be an artist, then we would give you a contract, sign you as an artist, and then that pretty much means that we do everything. and then you just sit back and kind of show up where we, you know, wherever we need you to show up, and I take the CD, get it to distribution, get it to pressing companies, and, you know, get it to iTunes, get it where it needs to be. I have a great distribution company called OCO out of Seattle. That's my international distribution, so they make sure that it gets overseas, and you're just an artist. If you come in and you want to know something about the business and you want to learn the business, then I would actually become a consultant. I would show you how to start your own publishing company, and then I will offer you a joint venture deal where it's 50-50, and that way you still put the CD out, but you're also learning about the business as you go. So then once you get to a certain point, you know, and you decide you want to start your own company or something, you can go ahead and, you know, and do that.
So it all depends on the person's goals and what they're trying
right.
to do. Okay.
And what they're trying
so
to do, yeah.
Where are you located now?
In Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
I thought I saw DeKalb, Illinois there. What is that reference?
Well, yeah, DeKalb, Illinois is actually, it's like the northwest suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there was a comment on our website, and this is Sonya Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking to Miscellaneous Music. Now, and he's teaching us a little bit about the music industry. He's teaching me. Nugis DeWitt left a comment on your Black Chicago video on our website, and he said that it was advanced hip-hop lyricism. That's what he said. And I wonder, what is that?
That's a great compliment. What that means is when the video was saying something, it just wasn't a hip hopper, you know, on the video going, I got this much money, I just bought me a house for $1 million. No, the lyrics were actually saying something. They had meaning behind the lyrics. And that's one of the highest compliments that you can get as a hip hop artist. If someone comes and says, you are a lyricist, that's a high comment. I mean, that's, you know, Rakim. You know, KRS-One, Chicago's
okay.
own Common. You know, Common. That's a lyricist.
Okay. And I don't listen to a lot of hip hop, but you could tell the difference because you could tell a difference in his performance. His name is.
Yeah.
What is his name? The lead singer there, on Black Chicago.
JFK.
That's JFK. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he meant it. Whatever
yeah.
he was saying. I think, he sounded like he yeah. really meant it, or he's a hell of an actor, because
he
meant those words.
Yeah, he did. You know what? You know the story behind that?
I don't know.
Well, I know. Well, what happened was Lillian Lee, when we signed Lillian, and
yeah.
we got Lillian out, when she got out to L.A., a big producer came around, and he was like, you know, hey, you know, we're going to make you famous. And we struck a deal with him, and he decided not to make her famous. You know, he had other intentions. And she wasn't going for it, so she says, no, thank you. And so JFK wrote that song about, you know, what happened, how these producers, they come from, you know, L.A., New York, they come to Chicago and they tap us for our talent, but then, you know, you don't hear anything about our talent. You know, we're not around. We're gone, you know?
You
and
so
it's like
get them
Black
off
Chicago.
The market, get rid of them, don't see them, and put who they want to out there and use them all up. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know that. Use them up, throw them away, and here they are back on the streets with nothing. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world. You would think it would get smarter, but there's always a new crop of young people, and there's always a new crop of artists out there that don't know, that dream. Like Boise say, they dream, and that's their dream. Their dream that might not be the same as Boise, a man of yours, but they are dreaming, and their dreams get messed up because they catch them on those dreams, and they destroy them out there.
Yeah,
yes,
we're
they
trying
do.
To change that. That's what
they
our company is doing. We're trying to change that. That's why we're trying to teach them the music business and so that they'll be able to identify that kind of stuff when it comes along. If Lillian was caught up in her dream, she would have got caught up in that. But she identified, she knew what was going on, and said, no, thank you.
Let me ask you this. When you say you're trying to teach them, do you go around and do seminars and symposiums at schools, at the libraries, that type of thing? How are you teaching them?
That would be awesome. I haven't been able to get something like that together. Unfortunately, I don't even know who to contact to even get something like that. And the one time that I did try to get something like that going, they took my information and never got back to me. So
really?
Basically, when I'm at the open mic nights, if we're looking for talent, and they come on board, we pretty much teach them, you know, once they come on board, you know, hey, this is how the business is run. This is, you know, this is what a contract looks like. And we work it from there.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to put a symposium together for a public library, and we're going to do that so that you can come out and talk to them. Whether you talk to 10, 15, 20, well, however it is, we'll put it together. And we'll put some together with the artists because you've got the experience. You've got the 15-year experience. Boise is there. He's got 25, 30 years. We got the people here. I'm the connector. I'm talking to the right person. And when people give me something to do, it's the type of person I am. I'll do with it. If that's something that is of interest to you, you follow up with me and show me that you're interested, and I'll start putting that together. And we'll do a symposium to just like a class, a seminar.
Yeah.
This is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because that's the way my approach is, but we'll put together a format. If that is of interest to you, then you come to me and say, Sonia, yes, and then I'll put forth my effort. Because, see, a lot of people want to waste my time, and I can't do it. And I'm not saying
this is you.
You're in business. You look like you're in business to me, you know. But a lot of people want to waste my time, and I can't do that. So when people bring me an idea, I start formulating the idea. I say, well, I'll tell you what you do. Come back to me and say, yeah, I want to do that. Let's do this. If they show interest, I'm all about going out and do it. Then people get all shocked because they don't expect me to do it. You know, like, what are you talking about? You know,
right.
But that's how I am, and that's who I am, okay? So if it's something that you'd like to do with those artists and those people who are interested, who have had time in this industry, and that's coming from my mind as an educator, symposium, seminar, talk to you, this is what you do, this is the positive aspect of the business, this is the negative aspect of the business, let's put the negative aside, let's go to the positive, and this is what we do. And we can do it on a continuous basis because you'll never run out of young people who need to be told. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. We'll do that. This is what I want to do. I'm going to take a little break. I want to play this Nobody Here. They can come back and talk about the artist. Does that sound good to you?
Okay, yeah.
It sound good? Okay. Then that's what we're going to do. This is Sonia Perdue, Chicago's Black Business Network. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. I'm having a great evening. I even extended the show because I have another caller there trying to get everything in. I'm having fun. Trying to get everything in. I'm going to put you on mute. I'm going to go to the song. That's Miscellaneous Music. This is Nobody Here. And we'll be right back with you. And, you know, we appreciate each and every one of you for calling in.
Could be hateful.
Thank you. This is Sonia Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. This is a very, very special show tonight, and we're enjoying ourselves, and I appreciate all the call-ins and all of the conversations and everything that I'm learning and everything that you're giving. This is a show for musicians, singers, and entertainers who are members of Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. We have over 500 members now, and 80% of them are Chicago-based. And if you're looking to meet approximately like 400 people in one day, you should come over and you should join us. We're on the line with Miscellaneous Music, who is a music manager in Chicago. And that was just one of his artists on that we were playing, Nobody Here. And her name is Lexington. Is that correct, Miscellaneous Music?
Yep.
Lexington, how do you say her other name? Regine?
Rain.
Rain, or is that how you say it? Lexington,
yep.
Rain? Am I saying
yep.
that correctly? Ah, Nobody Here. I came across that on Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. I was searching for music and looking around. I said, well, I like that song. So, and I have a tendency to do that. If I find something I like, I start playing it. I ask, you know, I try to ask for permission, although Angie Stone didn't give me permission to play her song. But I try to ask for permission. You know, and bring it forth, you know, just like I tried to upload Boise's song today, and I'm not sure what the conflict is between Blog Talk Radio and some of those play boxes, but that's okay. I'll get to that. Tell us about Lexington Rain.
She's out of Belvidere, Illinois, which is close to St. Louis, and she was a part of, there's a group out there called the Foo Fops. And it's a bunch of them in the group, sort of like a Wu-Tang Clan. And they got signed to Warner Brothers. And Lexington was the one member of that group that didn't go with them. You know, she couldn't go with them. So she was just the tag along, the groupie. And she had a chance to work with their producers. And she was writing. And when they weren't traveling, they were doing shows with Afro Man. And when they weren't doing shows, when they were back at home, they were writing songs for her. And she kept writing songs. She got stronger. I found her on MySpace, and I reached out to her, and she said, yeah. And she would love to sign on board, and I signed her. And she immediately went to work with those Foo Fop producers, and they produced a hot album.
Okay. And how is the album doing out there? How's the CD doing out there?
It's doing good.
It's doing good.
You know, iTunes,
great.
She's getting crazy iTunes hits. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know we dropped on Monday because Mariah Carey was coming out on Tuesday. And so we wanted to drop Monday to get, you know, whatever little extra money that we could before Mariah dropped her CD.
Okay.
And she picked up a lot of downloads is what I'm the word I'm looking for. She got a lot of downloads that Monday alone, just in the St. Louis area.
You know, Gerald, I could tell you old school and new school. You used the word album, then you used the word full tune. Is that what you said? What is full tune? I don't know.
Oh, the iTunes. Yeah, I'm a hybrid right now. It's like I walk both sides. I walk old school and new school.
That's what my man said. So he said album? I say CD now. This is Sonia with Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio. I have another call in the line. I'm going to go to you. I didn't want you to think I forgot you. I'm going to go to my last caller, too. But that was cute, Gerald. But anyway, would you like to tell us a little bit more, you know, some final words about your company and how they can contact you?
Yeah, you can catch us on the web at Miscellaneous Music. Music is MUZIK.com. We're on MySpace, MySpace.com/Miscellaneous Music. We're on the Chicago Black Network. And, wow. Snail mail. If you're sending us snail mail, we're at P.O. Box 57, DeKalb, Illinois, 60115.
And you have your own radio show too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I host a Friday Night Blues show on 89.5 WNIJ in Chicago. And if you're living outside of Chicago, I stream at WNIJ.org.
Wow, blues. I'm going to have to come over there and listen to you Friday. Ooh, I like that. Thank you. Well, you know what? I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy, busy, busy man, and I appreciate you taking the time to stop by, and I'm always thankful when people support me, and I try to give back as much as I can, and people try to take as much as they can. They're pulling me in 90 different directions. My girlfriend told me today with your 20 jobs, you know, but hey, you know, that's life. You enjoy it, and you do what you do. But
you're doing good work, too.
And
you're
doing good work.
Thank you for throwing that website up. That's amazing.
Is it really? Well, I thank you for being a part of it. And invite some more people. That's always my thing. Bring some more people over. That helps us grow and get hits and you know, everything. And I appreciate you. Send me an email, and we'll get that symposium going.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You have a great, great evening, and thank you for coming in.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This is Sonya Perdue. I'm your host for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We've had a great evening. We didn't give all our tribute to Mr. Brown, but Mr. Brown did open up the door for us to have this dialogue, and that's a wonderful thing. We have one more caller on the line. Caller 7422. We want to take your call before we run out of time. You're on the air. Who's on the line?
Well, it's a blessing that you take my call, sister.
I'm so happy to take your call, brother. How you doing, Mr. Hill?
I'm doing all right. I'm blessed to be stressed.
You blessed to be stressed, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Hill, I want to thank you for the tickets. Got the tickets, and I want to say thank you for that.
Great. I'm glad. I look forward to seeing you.
He's
referring to
the tickets. I don't know if I'm going to be there, but Rochelle will definitely be there. The other thing is that I was going to get up and pass the cyber plate about around 8:20 mark between you and Boise.
Mr. Queen, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I have to you know, get up a love offering.
That's right.
The closest in the church I've been to on a Tuesday. Outside of my own, tell it like it is Tuesday. So, which I didn't do today. I played something.
Can you see him at a symposium and a seminar? I think we would have asked the place.
I had that conversation with Boise. I think it was Friday. I think it was Saturday. The last time I spoke with him, I had a conversation along those same lines. It lasted almost 1 hour last time I spoke with him. So, yeah, I knew he was capable of winding up like that, but it was something else to hear it, you know.
Well, I'm going to set it up and wind him up and just let him go. And when he leave out of there, I don't think they'll know what happened to him. But at least they will have something on their minds when they walk out that door, because I think he'll do it. I think he'll put it on there. Tell us about Hussein Hill and LaDiva.
You know, I didn't even call to promote myself. I really
you
didn't.
You didn't? I don't believe.
And even though when you said entertainer, that does cover me, I still said, oh, okay, I do have a reason. But that's not why I call. I call because, like, I missed between having a really, really hour-long conversation about the house I've been trying to sell and trying to do one of my own 20 jobs after that, which I wasn't
okay.
But I looked at the clock and said, oh, my goodness, I not meant to turn in because I got an earpiece I put in, and I'm on the telephone, and I got the earpiece on the other end, and, you know, I'm multitasking. And I looked at the clock, and the time was slipping away from me, but I had a mind-blowing conversation after the market analysis in my neighborhood, which is we could do a whole nother show on the madness that has occurred in this country when it comes to banking and real estate.
Can you give me just a little gist on that market analysis? Because, you know, I haven't done real estate in a long time. Just a little one on the market analysis. What's going on?
The market analysis
still bad.
Was bad. Mm-hmm. It went from 39,000 to 129,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how in the world could it go from 39,000 to 129,000?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know the answer to that.
Yeah, you do.
Answer that is because people had a short sale. because some of them were talked into taking out a subprime mortgage they should have never taken out to begin with. And they qualified, some of them, for an FHA loan, but their broker or whomever didn't tell them that. That's part of it. Not all of it, but that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's feeding on itself. And it's, you know.
There's no relief in sight for a long, long time. It is.
And,
it has to be a complete fallout, you know. It's a depression. It's a depression. They don't want to use that. I read the other day one White House advisor said recession is almost over. It's pretty much over. It's just going to take a little while to realize it. Yeah, it's going to take a little while to realize that, all right. But what else you want to
– Maybe for the stock market it's over, but for the housing market it's not over because they blew it. What they should have done was they should have put a moratorium on foreclosures. And instead of giving the banks those billions of dollars, they should have made them take all of those toxic assets off the books. Just pay them. Just pay it off. Just say, here's the money. The government's going to buy the house, okay? And then we're going to sell the house to somebody that's going to rehab it. That's what they should have done. It's such a simple plan, but that's not what they did. And on top of everything, because the reason the situation is as bad as it is because those houses are still on the books of the major banks.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are still going to foreclosure, and they're not modifying these loans after being loaned billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. They still
couldn't turn around. There was no intention of modifying the loans. There was intention of giving an impression that they would modify the loans. There was no intention of helping the small people at all. The intention is just what is taking place. You're going to restart the system again and start over again, make billions, and you're going to let it fall again. If you look at economics, it's all by design. It's a standard economic cycle. It's a standard real estate cycle. If you take all that bad paper, if you do exactly what they did, the bottom will fall out of the market. It's no surprise. It's nothing.
Well,
it's all delivered. The bottom will fall out the market. That's what it did. And so now it can recover. They can get rich again. And then you can keep repeating the cycle for generations and generations and forever and ever. It does, you know, the little people don't matter. Little people got to figure out how they're just gonna catch their next meal. You know, and that is almost the truth. That's almost the truth, you know.
I'm a student of Jordan Maxwell and Alex Jones. Alex Jones is a student of Jordan Maxwell. And Alex Jones has said on the film The Obama Deception that they're going to let this market go up to, the stock market go up to like the 14,000 and maybe above, and then pull the plug on that again.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all about the game. It's all about the game. It's just all economics. It's all been written before. It's all been done before. It's a depression. But, you know, it's just hidden. These people, it's a depression. You know, it's just over with out here. You get your bag, stand out and go get in line somewhere almost. It's really almost like that. But
well, people don't understand that. People don't understand that they can go to YouTube and see a tent city in California. And there's no black people there, by the way.
Because we are probably all living off of each other somewhere or walking the street somewhere. We don't want to live in tents. Black people, you know, there's been an undercurrent of poverty for forever and ever and ever in the black community. We're survivors. They walk around. If you go downtown Chicago, I got 7 minutes left on this show. You know I can talk about anything, and you know we can too, Hussein. But if you walk around downtown, when have you been downtown? You're going to see two out of five people are crazy down there, and it's from the stress and the poverty and all the things they've been going through, and they've been going through it for years. You know, so they've been poor for years. Go downtown and see how many nutty people it is, socially, dysfunctional. This would be a nice word for it, and I'm not using it. I'm just saying crazy people. Go on that red line and see how many crazy people are on that red line. These people have been having stress and problems for years and years and years. You'll see two, three out of five, if they're sitting in a little group, two of them crazy. from the drugs, from the stress, from all the poverty. People walk in the streets just like that's a normal way of their life. Now, they don't get a tent. They know how where to eat. They know where to sleep. And they know how to be poor. And it's just like a normal subculture, a whole culture, and they don't talk about it. There's a whole subculture of poverty that they don't talk about. White people lived in houses. They got to go get them a tent. They just out here on the street somewhere living. But how you want to close out, Hussein? I got 6 minutes. I'm going to close out the show and say goodbye to everybody.
I am really serious about that. I'll call in next Tuesday and promote all the things I'm doing. Close out?
Your final word?
I'll close out with this. U, Y, T. You want to know what it stands for?
Yes, I do.
Young Urban Terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't want to say that, I'm not, and you know I'm not a conservative. So
Y-U-T, is that Young Urban Terrorist? Y-U-T? Okay.
Ute. Yeah. And it's sad, but it's true.
And
we got to get, and of all, not just black folks, Latino brothers and sisters too, and there's some probably white folks out there too. And we're talking about, worrying about, people from Al-Qaeda and Taliban and all that. That's not in my area. It's not in my neighborhood.
And the question, I'm gonna put this question out there. People know who in your community is selling drugs, who is supplying the guns, who are abusing these young people for their own personal gratification. You know who they are out there, and it's probably it's you. I'm not saying you personally. I'm talking to my radio audience. It's probably you. But he said something can be done about it. But people know who these people are. They know exactly. They're harboring them, these people in our communities, and they're keeping these people from going down, and these people need to go down. They need to go down.
In their defense, I can understand them being afraid because, they would be afraid of retribution. I understand that. But on the other hand, if no one ever tells, then what?
Then you're next, almost. The child next door to you, the child next door.
You got a good possibility.
The child next door or you. That's how it goes. Hussein, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to wrap up the show now, and I will talk to you very soon. I appreciate you. Enjoy your tickets to the cycle.
I will. It's been my pleasure. I didn't get a chance to do a Tell It Like It Is Tuesday, so I got that out of my system. Thank you so much.
Get it out your system. Thank you so much, Hussein.
Have a great one.
Have a great night. This is Sonya Perdue, Chicago's, your host for Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. We had a great show. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to follow up with Boise on their symposium and with Miscellaneous Music and see if we can get that together in Chicago's public libraries. Sylvia Frederick, we appreciate her calling in so much. Andy Clyde, D.A. Williams. We have a guest there. They're not saying who they are. They're hiding behind their name, but that's okay. Thank you to each and every one of you. What a fantastic group of people. We extended the show to 2 hours, and we used up the whole 2 hours. I'm going to download this chat room. I'm going to follow up with everybody and be sure that everyone connects. And we're going to see you next week. Tori Muhammad is going to be our guest. Bean Soup Times, which is another name, and Chicago's Black Business Network. We're going to bring the members of both groups together, and we're going to network for those who seriously want to network. When people call in and participate, I take them seriously. It gives me strength. It gives me power. It gives me energy. I have so many more things I want to say. Dennis Brown, we're going to talk about him. I like Dennis Brown. He passed, but he has some good music. Such a hard worker. He made over 100 albums. Probably worked the man to death. He was 42 when he passed. I'm going to play a really, really good song that I love. Oh, I love this song so much. I met this guy on the network last year. It's Inspire. He's on our website. He's out of Las Vegas, but it is a great song. It's a people problem. I want to thank you. Don't you be a people problem. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Sonya Perdue. See you at Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and see you next week.
It's a people problem.
That's you,
people,
and me. It's so easy.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, is people.
People.
It's a people problem.
People.
People.
People, if you open your eyes,
the problem is people that live too closely.
Problem
of
people,
it's a people problem.
That's you and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you
agree.
When there's love, you feel the other person's heartbeat, and that heart becomes something that you wanna take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that listen closely.
Problem
of
people,
it's a
people
problem. If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you agree.
Agree.
It's simple and plain. People purposely impose upon others their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people once again. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that listen closely.
Problem
of
people,
it's a people
that's
problem.
You and me.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure
you
agree. Agree.
To some degree, we're all born equal. Then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? You guessed it, people. And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that listen closely.
Problem
of
people,
it's a people
problem.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure you agree.
Agree.